This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Dirt and Sprague.
He wants to be out there more than anybody. You know, his teammates can't wait for him to be out there. But I'm going to defer to, you know, Reggie and Dr. Watkins and then listening to Matthew's feedback because we just felt like, you know, it wasn't in alignment with how he was feeling to, you know, to progress accordingly.
Andy Dirt Johnson. Brandon Sprague.
Swinging a high fly ball left field. That ball is deep. Back it goes. And that ball is gone. How about Alex Bregman? First at bat, returning to Houston, and he hits that one into the Crawford boxes.
Dirt and Sprague on the Fan Sports Network.
All right, 6:02 in the Rose City. Time for Dirt and Sprague on Portland Sports Leader 105.1, the Fan and the Fan Sports Network. Happy Tuesday, everybody. Hello.
What is happening?
An angry little Tuesday morning.
I'm angry today. I forgot to put my Celsius in the fridge last night, so I'm drinking a warm Celsius.
I would have put that in the freezer and waited one segment.
Yeah, probably the right call.
That would have
felt
been
like
call.
I needed a bolt of energy. Yeah. I also, my entire backpack now smells like a meth lab because I kept the smelling salts in there yesterday, and I don't really know what to do with those now that I have
them. You keep them until they go bad.
I mean, yeah, but I...
All right, got to put them in the top.
I can't let the kid get anywhere near them. Those got to go up high. I might just leave them in here. You want the studio to smell like smelling salts?
I bet Sakana could use them.
A little pick me up when everybody walks in.
Bubba didn't get near those, did they?
No, Bubba did not get near those things. They stayed in the backpack, and then I realized this morning as I grabbed my backpack to leave the house, like, whoa, buddy, that leaves a little residual smell.
Yeah, that was interesting yesterday.
It was a lot. It was a lot, and it wasn't on video, so you'll never know what our facial reactions were.
Hey, we're on YouTube this morning.
Hey.
Hey, look at that.
Hey.
Things are working for us.
We're already one for one right out of that's a leadoff single right there in the top of the first inning.
Meringue tried to film us, and he came in here, and I'm like, first of all, when have you ever tried to film us doing anything?
Exactly.
But second of all, I'm like, no.
No.
Yesterday, I was a little angry pants. I was like, you know what? We got this far without it.
We don't need you.
We're going to send a message.
That's right.
We're
old school radio.
So we're just doing the AM radio, FM radio thing.
Theater of the mind.
But today we're back on the old YouTube.
Yes.
But, you know, I think yesterday I got accused of not sniffing it hard enough, which I thought was bizarre.
No, I'm the one that did a half sniff. I did not go in for the first
I went
sniff.
For two. And Dusty's like, ah, let's just point in yours. Yeah. I'm like, what?
You didn't get your nose deep enough in there.
People can dig that nose in there. Me for that, and I saw two reactions. I got close. I was like, nope, I don't need. And I was still had like a chalky, like I tasted like chalk or something on the back of my tongue for a while. Afterwards.
Dude, I had my chest. I thought I had pneumonia. Yesterday, last night, and I'm like, why is my chest feel like? I felt like I was
the
like
power
sick.
Of the smelling so, salts, man.
Like, if people want to take shots at me, fine. You've been doing it for two decades. I'm used to it.
Exactly.
Whatever. But not you. You went in for a full sniff.
I thought it was a double. Pretty deep Smith. Yeah. I thought you did okay.
I got no issues with what you did.
Yeah. Here's the situation.
I thought I went in hard enough, but I guess I didn't go in hard enough.
It was just the tip. You got to give it the whole thing, man.
It's ridiculous, man. Just ridiculous.
Let's improve your sniffing over there, all right? Step your game up now.
You know, you've been poo-pooing.
We can do it again.
Summer.
I can take it out of the backpack. No, so I'll take it out. If you guys want another whiff?
No
you
interest.
No? No, you're good.
I feel normal today. I have no interest in having my chest burn randomly.
I do think for a segment, we were pretty dialed in. I'm not going to lie. I do think for that, like, 15-minute stretch.
We were ultra focused.
So I do think it accomplished its goal.
I was too charged. I needed to get up and run.
Yeah, you needed like a...
I can't sit when I'm like antsy and charged up. I can't just sit
now,
there
swiveling
you
in your seat
salts?
And do some laps around the building.
Now, do you want to borrow the salts for your third leg?
No. Ooh, Hood to Coast.
Not first
sniffing
leg.
Salts.
Everybody's all fired up for their first
Throw
leg.
Throw those
Let's
in the
go.
Van for Hood to Coast. No. You want to borrow them for
but
the
leg
van?
Leg three can be a bear.
Well, leg three is a demon run.
Yes.
Okay? What I mean by that is you have to go shirtless unless you're a lady. And in case you do, I'm not mad at it.
More power to you.
And then you can't listen to music. So it's like you and it's your inner demons fighting for 6 miles. You have to finish this race.
Oh, so you're sans anything? So it would be...
No, I do pre-workout.
Okay.
Just to get me charged.
Just to give you some juice.
Other than that, it's me, the road,
and all
my pain. But
that's what I mean.
Pain.
It would be inappropriate to use some smelling salts or something else, too.
If you're using pre-workout, I think smelling salts are okay.
I actually prefer pre-workout. Yeah. It makes me feel like people get tingly sensation in their skin.
Yeah.
And I like that because once I start moving, that goes away and I feel that energy.
You're ready to go chase down a gazelle?
I'm telling you, yesterday my chest felt like... I was like, I'm going to die of pneumonia randomly? Like, why does my chest feel this way? All day.
I contemplated taking a couple of huffs in the afternoon. I'm not going to lie to you.
Really?
I mean, I was kind of dragging around 3 or 4 o'clock laying on the couch.
Was Teddy Ballgame not napping?
No, I mean, he had a great day yesterday. Okay. I just was, you know, just generally tired like I normally am. And I didn't want to pop another energy drink in the middle of the evening. And so I thought, you know, this isn't the worst thing ever. I could just huff it a little bit.
Yeah, I did a little pre-workout later because I went on like a 3:30 run.
Look at you, right in the middle
of
the
heat.
Ooh, heat of the day.
Bring it on.
No shirt on for that run, for sure.
Oh, there was definitely a shirtless
run. Tarps were off for that bad boy.
Oh, dude, they were. But I was, you know, baking. I was contemplating.
I'm so done with it, dude. I am so ready to move on.
Yeah,
this blows.
Can I tell you this?
It sucks. Everything about 95 plus
sucks. Pops game's
going
to be a little steamy.
Oh, it's horrible.
Totally get it.
Cancel the game.
100 degrees, it's tough. Your air conditioner is supposed to technically not be past 20 degrees less than what the temperature outside is.
You're not setting that bad boy to 80 degrees. I know that for sure.
67.
You're turning that thing up.
But.
Not getting that PGE rebate.
I am going to miss walking out of my front door. At 4:35, shirt, like just
shirt. T-shirt.
There's something that's nice about
T-shirt,
that.
T-shirt, and just it felt great this morning.
You're just walking out. In the morning, it's delightful. Evening, morning, 100%, no complaints. Love the 70 degrees when you walk out of your house at 5 o'clock, but middle of the day, 98. Little guy wanted to go for a walk in the middle of the day. He's really into walking right now.
That's too hot.
He points at the door and just says, walk, and I'm like... All right, let's see how this goes. We got like halfway around the block, and then I just heard wah, 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 wah. I'm like, yep, we're going back inside. Come on, let's go grab that water bottle, buddy.
I contemplate on the drive in, seeing if we want to get Papa Swag on today. These planetary alignments were making me think.
Did we get an answer from Papa Swag on why the planets are out there?
No, we did not.
No answers yet.
If he's not talking about it with you, then I don't want him on. I guess he's an uninterested scientist in the planetary alignment.
He's got bigger fish to fry now. He doesn't care as much about science.
Well,
is he still married?
No.
No?
Oh, touche.
Yeah.
Sorry. Yeah. That's a bad question.
Bad question.
Well, he's got a lot going on. You
exactly.
know what I mean?
He's got to go find his pants.
He's got to find his pants. He's got dinner plans tonight. Like,
I'd argue he's at a no pants party.
He's at the no pants party. He's
hanging. No.
Dude, he doesn't care about planets right now. That's the last thing on his burner. That's not on his first burner. That's the last burner.
Did you guys catch the good news yesterday?
What's good news?
Oh, which good news?
Oh, you didn't catch the good news?
No, apparently
you
I
didn't check
it.
Your email?
No.
Well, I know you don't ever.
No,
check
I don't ever check.
Would you ever respond to the
Which good news are you talking about?
Yeah. There's emails that I don't think he ever responds to that are like really important. And I'm like, God, I don't know what to say to people when they're like, how come your co-host doesn't respond? I'm like, I don't know.
I got things to do when I get home, man.
The one from Boss Man, Brand Man?
No. Not that one. The other one. The good news.
Such a nice color on you.
Yes. I know. It's the color of your eyes, sweetie. That's why we match so well.
We're about to do a podcast.
Taylor Swift is on the Kelce Pod.
Now she's ruining my podcast. She already ruined my football.
I didn't get that email.
Now she's ruining my podcast.
Oh, I got a PR email about it. I saw social media.
Will we offer Taylor Swift to have her on the show?
No, I'd love
to have her on the show.
No, somebody offered a guest, and it was somebody who like wrote a story about Taylor Swift 10 years ago.
Oh.
If you're interested, my writer had a tell-all piece on Taylor 10 years ago.
Let's have him on the show. Talk a little Taylor Swift.
No interest.
How does she plan on ruining my football season this year?
Wow. Well, I want
you to
listen to
his voice. Are those the biggest coattails people are trying to ride in all of...
You think she's riding their coattails?
No, people trying to ride her coattails.
Oh, cash in on her. Sure. I wrote an article 10 years ago. You want to interview me?
I want you to listen to his voice here. You tell me what kind of... How does this guy feel about having his girlfriend on his podcast?
Such a nice color on you.
Yes, I know. It's the color of your eyes, sweetie. That's why we match so well.
That's an annoyed man that doesn't want to do this, but he financially needs to.
I mean, that will break every podcast record probably ever.
It's going to be the most downloaded podcast in human history.
It's already one of the most popular podcasts to begin with without Taylor Swift.
I'm already annoyed of it.
And then you throw Taylor Swift into the mix. That's a combination that cannot be defeated by the podcast gods. That will be number one for all time and all eternity. Unless Jesus comes back and hops on the Rogan podcast, this is probably it.
Boy, that'd be a podcast.
Hey, what's up, Joe? I have risen. What's happening?
That's what Jesus sounds like to you.
You know,
huh?
I kind of want my Jesus to party a little bit.
Every day's Easter now.
Every day's Easter now, dude. It's every day. He's back.
That's what you call the podcast.
Yes.
That's what you call the podcast.
Every day's Easter. Brought to you by He Believes.
I have Jesus.
What's the God ad? He sees us? Is that what the ads are always?
Jesus gets us.
Thank you. That's what I was looking for.
I have Jesus with risen tattoo, and he's got an arm sleeve.
A risen arm sleeve tattoo?
Yeah, when he comes back.
With like a commandment on the arm, maybe a Moses on there somewhere.
Yes.
Shout out to the Mary up on the bicep.
There's a Romans, I forgive. You know what I mean? Like,
he's just super hip. Super hip Jesus.
The big rock that he moved when he floated out of the cave or walked out of the cave. I never really was sure what that one was.
Floated and walked simultaneously.
You know, walked through. I don't know.
No big deal. He went right through that rock, baby.
I was always
confused. He doesn't have barbed wire. He's got the thorny.
He's got the crown. He's got the thorn crown going on there. Absolutely.
What year did the barbed wire tattoo go out of style? Because that was a thing. That was a thing for a while.
Was that the 90s?
2008, you think?
Well, when did it start? It started like 90s?
Late 90s, when Pam Anderson made that
movie. She was the first big one, right? Yeah. That had the barbed wire, and then everybody had to copy the barbed wire?
And then people copied it, yeah. I know people with a barbed wire tattoo.
Did like some sort of Asian writing replace the barbed wire? As the tattoo that a lot of people got that didn't really have any significance.
People started getting the Chinese.
Half the people I feel like they get those don't even know what they say.
No.
Well, I think Marcus Camby, don't you?
I mean.
Chinese writing?
That's probably the first one that comes to
mind. It's the biggest one I've ever seen. It's on his whole arm. He's 7 foot.
Those things are like 6 feet long, dude.
Yeah. It's unbelievable.
Look at the size of my head. That's a big ass symbol right there.
I'm going to guess 07, 08 when the barbed wire like became like kind of made fun of.
Because I keep hearing from the kids these days that certain things are coming back, like big baggy jeans are back, JNCO jeans. There's
holes in jeans are coming back.
Like, there's also, like, does the barbed wire tattoo make a return? Fanny packs have returned. If fanny packs can make a comeback, the barbed wire tattoo might be around the corner.
Ooh, what's cooler, the fanny pack or the barbed wire tattoo?
Well, I would say cooler probably the barbed wire tattoo. But in terms of a functionality,
you get more out of the fanny pack.
The fanny pack delivers 10 times out of 10.
100%.
I know a fanny pack is in my not too distant future.
I have a running one.
Yeah, it's around the corner. It's okay. It's like a minivan and a fanny pack. They come hand in hand with children.
Yeah.
You got a lot of stuff you got to carry around. I don't got enough room in my pockets for that.
Does Jesus have like a blood tear tattoo? To you guys?
I don't know if he goes blood tier. I don't know if I'd go that far for Jesus.
Okay.
But I do feel like the crown of thorns will be on his arm somewhere.
Now, dreadlocks, what kind of hairstyle are we thinking here?
Ooh.
Are we thinking Cam Newton? Or are we thinking Alfred Payton? Remember Alfred Payton?
I do remember Alfred Payton's.
I don't know that he goes that extreme.
Really?
Yeah, I don't know.
Cam Newton, I don't know if I see Cam Newton in the dreadlock picture with Jesus
with
in my head.
I have a great lineup and a fade on the side with the dreads on top. That's what I have the Jesus
head. I feel like that's it. Yeah, who has the most famous dreadlocks of all time? Probably Bob Marley.
Marley, yeah, for Bob sure. Marley,
yeah. Is that where we're going with that?
Yeah, I would say Marley. Marley motivated an entire white generation to have dreadlocks.
Yes, he did.
Think about that.
I'm gonna give you J. Cole dreadlocks as I'm looking up famous pictures
That's
of people
who
in
you
dreadlocks.
See with Jesus?
That's who I'm seeing with Jesus' dreadlocks.
Okay.
I don't know if he's going as thick as a Bob Marley had thick dreadlocks. Like they were big boys. Yeah, I feel like I see a skinnier dreadlock
now,
with Jesus.
Long J. Cole dreadlock or
long
short?
Long J. Cole dread. Like
really?
Oh, down to the shoulders, maybe a little bit further than that.
Peace be with you, my brother.
Peace be with you.
Now
and also with you.
Kind of giving him a Jamaican accent now. Now
a little
Jesus
bit.
Is from Jamaica.
He probably
Jerusalem.
Would like reggae music.
For sure.
Like Jesus had to have been down with some reggae. If he would have heard Bob Marley,
yeah.
Don't worry about a thing. Like, yeah. Jesus is jamming out to that.
I agree with that.
I mean,
yeah.
He's down with that.
I couldn't believe at the golf tournament, we had multiple coworkers poo-pooing reggae.
That's ridiculous.
It was a really bad take.
Really bad take.
I have Jesus with the Chosen One or something on his stomach, similar to the Tupac Thug Life. Now, we hated...
That's where Risen...
That's where Risen is right there. Yeah. We hated LeBron for the Chosen One tattoo.
Well, but he is the... I mean, this is quite literally
we wouldn't hate Jesus for that, would we? Like, he's the Chosen One.
What if he was really into who he was?
super egotistical.
I am the Chosen One.
I'm back, bitch.
Whoa, Jesus. Son of God all across his back.
Calm down a little bit, dude.
I am my father's son. I have two dads.
When it went from the barbed wire tattoo to the Hawaiian Island pattern on the shoulder,
the
Hawaiian Island tattoo became a big thing.
The Samoan tattoo on a white guy always throws me off a little bit.
10 times out of 10.
I'm always like, you got 25% in you? 10?
Are you a Hartenstein here? Which I can't quite peg this one. Where are you? What's going on in this situation?
My wife didn't believe me when I told her about Hartenstein. No.
No.
I'm like, yeah.
Yeah.
It's real.
Yep. Just one of the genes went on a little bit stronger.
So we all have Jesus tatted up.
Yeah. I'm okay with Jesus with tats okay. and dreadlocks. I'm cool with that.
All right.
If he went on Joe Rogan's podcast, it would be a very big deal. Bigger than Taylor Swift.
Show-offy Jesus is definitely walking on the rivers in front of people, yeah. right? Just like, what up, y'all? I don't need a boat.
Check it out, baby. Look at me out here.
You want some wine? You want some fish?
God, how cool would that be?
That'd be dope.
He'd be a great friend to have.
That's a good party trick.
Just right here. Just
you need a refill?
We're just eating bread all day.
Just bread all... Bread's delightful. I could eat bread all day. You give me a little olive oil and vinegar, dip the bread in there.
Oh.
I could live on that.
I bet you Jesus loved bruschetta. Mm-hmm. I bet if you were like, take that bread...
Without a doubt.
Fry it on some olive oil. Dice up some peppers. Oh... Big Jesus.
Be what Shane said. Jesus would definitely get thrown into the Jordan LeBron debate. Once he's back and does the podcast,
is it
gets,
God or Jesus?
You get Stephen A debating on
Who's
first take.
God or Jesus?
Who's the real Jesus, huh? That would absolutely be a thing
we're
on ESPN.
Going to hell.
Why?
Yeah, we're having fun, man.
He
we're
gave me
fun.
A sense of humor. Yeah. It's his fault. Blame him.
Somebody views the Derrick Henry dread bun.
Ooh, I like that too.
See,
that's
you have your Jesus with a bun. I don't have my Jesus with a bun, but maybe I should have my Jesus with a bun.
I kind of do have Jesus with a bit of a dread bun.
You know, the Master P tattoo, only God can judge me. I mean, you know.
Him coming back would be funny for Catholics. Who is the GOAT, Mary or Jesus? I don't know.
It could go either way.
I don't know, man.
First things first, coming up next.
What came first, chicken or the egg?
Happy Tuesday, everybody.
All right, well, happy Tuesday.
Are we in a better mood now? Is everybody feeling better? I'm still drinking my warm Celsius.
Yeah, I got iced coffee. We have a lot to get into today,
actually. We do. There's a lot
really
going on.
Topics out there.
A lot of football stuff.
Yeah, there's a lot of football stuff. I introduced my wife to somebody, and... I think she hates him. I'll tell you who that is later in the show.
Like a person that I would know?
You know of.
I know of, okay.
Yeah, you know of. We have a Mail Sack Tuesday as well, so 9:15 Mail Sack. Get the Mail Sack questions into the Fantex line, 503-864-6326.
We need to ask our guest about if Dreadlock Jesus comes.
I would be nervous.
Yeah, based on the location.
Is he?
I don't know.
Can I text and ask him if he would
I think that's an okay thing to ask somebody.
So I almost text Bill Riley, or I did text him, but I sent the text as Billy. It auto went to Billy.
Oh, no.
Hey, Billy.
You
available tomorrow?
Don't do that. That's...
I edited it, though.
Yeah, good.
I don't think he caught the Billy.
I don't think he would have come on the show today if you would have dropped the Billy there.
Really?
Yeah, I don't know how Bills feel about Billy.
Okay, I'll ask him the God question and the Billy question.
We need follow-ups on both of those.
Okay, all right.
I love Bill Riley, and I'm looking forward to talking Utah football with him, but he's like he seems like a serious adult. You call me Billy. They stopped calling me that when I was in sixth grade.
Okay.
I'm worried Teddy Ballgame's going to do that. Like, by the time he hits a certain number, Teddy's going to disappear.
Ted is not as exciting as
Teddy. Not as exciting as Teddy. You got to hang with the Teddy. You got to hold on.
Got a lot of poll questions out of this segment.
We do.
All right, let's get it going. Let's get serious. Maybe. We'll see. I want to come back with some fun facts about something that was released yesterday. So we'll start there. Dirt and Spray, good to be with you on this Tuesday. We start next on The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
All right, the poll question is up. What's cooler, the fanny pack or a barbed wire tattoo? You can vote at Dirt and Sprague. That's the show account. I'll think of a Jesus one, too. I don't know what the poll question would be, per se.
That's a tricky one. For people who didn't hear the segment, they might be a little offended by that.
I'll say this, man. I grew up really in religious, you know, background. Was super religious myself until a certain point. If you're offended by the conversation we just jokingly had, I think you need to reevaluate your religion.
I don't think we're the problem. I think you're the problem. Don't take things too seriously, you know? Have fun in life.
So I want to follow up. I had some interesting stuff reading through yesterday on the AP Top 25. It came out at the final hour of our show.
Yes, it did.
We had told you yesterday, and I'm sure most of you know this by now, because I think every program on The Fan mentioned it probably once or twice on their show. Texas got their first preseason AP poll ranking.
First time in school history.
That and the coaches poll. It had never been ranked number one preseason. I would have never been able to guess.
No, I thought back in the 60s, 70s, somewhere in there.
Any of the Colt McCoy years, any of the Vince Young years. Those, I mean, they've been a good program. I know they've been down for a lot of the last 10 or so years until these last handful of seasons. But, yeah, once you would have guessed that happened.
Of the past 21 preseason number one AP ranked teams, 19 failed to win the national championship. So who was the last team to win it?
Ooh, the number one team that won? Yep. I'm just going to guess Alabama in one of the years that they won. I don't know what year, but I'm going to guess they won like 13 of them.
That's fair. That's the easy guess. Saban won a million of them. It was Alabama, and it was in 2017.
Okay. I was going to say, if it was a COVID year, that doesn't really count. That was kind of a weird title.
Okay. How about
six this games. One? 2017, totally legit.
In 19 of the past 21 years, the national champion was ranked among the AP preseason's top seven.
Uh-oh.
Oh, there you go.
Who's number seven?
Uh-oh.
Be your Oregon Ducks. Okay.
Just, nobody's giving us a chance.
In 19 of the past 21 years. It's a good track record here.
Yeah, that's pretty solid.
The champion was ranked in the top seven preseason AP poll. Who are the two teams?
Ooh, Auburn.
Correct.
Cam Newton, Auburn.
Yeah.
Who would have been the other one? Another random national champion. Was it Florida State when Jameis was a freshman?
Hey, yeah. How about that?
Because he was a he was a big deal coming out of high school, but you didn't know quite exactly. He first time starter. They went undefeated for almost two full seasons until they lost to Oregon in the Rose Bowl.
Some would tell you in the show's history, I might not have had a higher mark as a host. Where Dirk could have been like, holy crap, I can't believe he called it, than when I talked about Jameis Winston and Florida State before their season.
You were big on Jameis Winston going into that year, and I was like, who the hell is it? I'm like, what? Some random dude? All right.
It's like, he plays baseball too, man. He's a great athlete. He
throws 95 miles an hour. That must mean he's a good quarterback, and it did track in college.
This is information from our good friend Brett McMurphy. If your favorite team not ranked in the preseason poll, it's not necessarily a bad sign. In last year's preseason poll, 13 of the top 25 teams finished the season unranked.
Yeah, it's funny because you give the numbers on national champions. They largely come from the top seven teams. Like, they're pretty good at projecting who the best teams in the sport will be. Not very challenging. It's the teams that recruit the best, and it's mainly the same teams year in and year out. So that I'm not giving them credit for that. The rest of the top 25, it is a great reminder of
four or five of those SEC teams.
10 through 25 is just a roll. Does the quarterback stay healthy? Does somebody get hurt? Is this going to work out? How tough is their schedule? 10 through 25 is an absolute blind throwing a dart at a board.
In the playoff era, so 2014, an average of 11 teams a year ranked in the preseason poll finish unranked.
Yeah. I mean, almost half of the poll
is going to be unranked.
Yes, in that range especially.
This one was interesting. In 29 of the last 31 years, except 2011 and 2020, at least one team that started the season unranked finished in the top 10 in the final AP poll.
Yep.
Last year, there were three programs that went from unranked to top 10. Can you name them?
Unranked to top 10 at the end of the year? I'm going to guess Indiana was for sure one of them. Was South Carolina ranked going into the year? Were they top 10?
Nope.
Didn't quite make it. They won 10 games, I would argue.
There's two obvious ones.
Who am I forgetting? Boise State.
Boise State. Yeah. And there's one very obvious one that you'll say it in a second.
Who am I forgetting? Who else was in the playoff? SMU. No.
Indiana.
Think of...
I already gave Indiana.
Got a bye week.
Got a bye week. Notre Dame? No, but got a bye week. Arizona State.
Correct. Arizona State, Boise State, and Indiana. So pretty remarkable that they were able to do that. But
the top 10 of the ranking is important because one of those teams will fall out. It happens every year. Who will it be? We can all play that fun game and guess. The national champion largely comes from the top seven, as history shows us, and nothing else in the top 25 matters because nobody has any clue how the rest of the teams are going to be. And I would argue outside of those title contenders, like I don't know how deep the pool of teams that can actually win a national championship is, but in terms of everybody else, I think the sport has never been more jumbled together.
Really?
I think in that, like, next tier. So you obviously have your Georgia, Ohio State, Penn State, Oregon. Like, I think there's a handful of programs that have separated themselves from recruiting and talent acquisition. And then I think everybody else is just, is your quarterback healthy? Does this ball bounce your way? How many tough road games do you have? Like, there's the little determining factors. I think they're all jumbled together after that.
I got a little more on this. I want to keep talking some college football. We'll get to some NFL. There's a lot of NFL out there. There's a local team. Some would say our partner.
Oh,
some interesting news coming out of camp yesterday.
Well, double whammy of news yesterday.
And it doesn't come from the team. You know, the team saw and was like, damn it, who leaked this?
We got a leaker. Got to find the leakers.
And so I'm sure Lanning will not talk about it. he'll find a way to dance. He'll be all right.
He did not have a press conference yesterday. And I thought, well, that was well timed. It would have been a good day to ask some questions.
So we'll continue on with some college football talk next on The Fan. Some not-so-great news coming up at the top of the hour for Dirt's Oregon Ducks. And also, that guy's still on the team. I have a general rule in college football now. I told Dirt this before the show. And I don't know if you said you agree. Maybe you did.
Mm-hmm.
If a five-star doesn't play largely in the first 2 years of college, I'm out. It's a busted five-star.
Yeah, I tend to agree with you. Unless there's an extent, like, if did he get, was it a season and the injury and that holding back? Like, extenuating circumstances, but if that's not the case, agree 100%.
And I'll tell you right now, all started by choosing the wrong number.
Yeah.
It was a bad mojo,
first
man.
First red flag that went up in the air.
Dude, I was sounding the alarm.
That's not normal. That's not normal.
AP poll. Much like NFL preseason, it's like, yeah, this won't be the AP poll at the end of the year. No, we all know that.
No.
But I do find some of this stuff interesting. There are nuggets you can take away. McMurphy highlighted them. I thought this was a really fun read from ESPN. A number for every team, but I'm not going to go every team in the top 25.
Let's go. 25 through 1 now. We'll do it till 8 o'clock.
Be a little time consuming. I'm going to go through the number up until the top 7.
I like that.
Okay, so with Texas, I thought this was fun. They highlight one number for every team, stat to know as they call it, 26. The Longhorns' 26 turnovers last season were their fifth most in the FBS, yet they still had a +5 turnover margin thanks to 31 takeaways.
That's pretty remarkable. And if Arch Manning can cut down on those, by the way, one of the rookies we didn't talk about in the first week of preseason was Quinn Ewers, who just looked rough, to say the least.
Yeah, in hindsight, like, homie. Why did you not take whatever bag was really offered to you and do one more great year, and then hopefully you're not a seventh round pick?
Yeah,
that was a bad decision.
Probably a bad decision. He didn't want to lose that Texas legacy, and he knew that Arch Manning wasn't going to see another
star. Yeah.
It's Arch Manning's turn.
You got to wonder a little bit on that stat. Turnovers can flip from 1 year to the next.
Without a doubt.
Unpredictable thing. If they have turnovers again and they're not +5 in that category, that's something that ruins your season.
A lot of turnovers is luck, and people don't like to say that, but the ball's shaped weird, and it bounces in odd directions. Sometimes it bounces into your hand. Sometimes it bounces into the opponent's hands.
Stat to know, 3,237 for Penn State. They led all Power 4 teams in rushing last season with 3,237 yards. Catron Allen and Singleton, who each rushed for more than 1,000, are both returning this year.
And Drew Aller is a bit of an underrated athlete. Not a burner by any means necessary, but a guy who can use his legs and pick up first downs, and that just adds another component. And with the loss of Tyler Warren, I'm sure they feel good about where they're at wide receiver. But with the loss of Tyler Warren, I think that's what the basis of their offense is going to be. We might have another J.J. McCarthy situation on our hands where you're watching Drew Aller and you're like, this guy's a top 10 pick. He's not doing that much, but Penn State's winning a lot of games.
This one for Ohio State, 84. Julian Sayin, a freshman in 2024 and a former five-star recruit, has thrown just 84 career yards.
84 career passing yards.
We don't even know if he's going to be the quarterback, and I think that is an alarming thing to think about is, you know, I get why you wouldn't say no to this. The talent is stupid, but is Ohio State a sleeper team to fall out and have like a really random,
God,
quote unquote bad year, like an 8-4 season?
I have such a hard time seeing
me
it.
Too.
Such,
me
I, there's too. A team every year that does it. I have a really hard time seeing it. And having one of the greatest college wide receivers we've ever seen to just lob it up to is going to make whoever ends up winning that job's life incredibly easy.
Could you see a 9-3 season with them? Because they,
yeah,
I
that's
think they
feasible.
Can lose Texas opening week.
That's I mean, then you got to lean. Can James Franklin beat him?
He was close last year, and I know
he's
that's
been
the
close
joke.
Every year.
I know,
every,
that's
they
the
don't
joke.
Have Oregon on the schedule. They do go on the road to Washington. That might be an upset opportunity.
Sneaky game there.
The game at Michigan building. At the end of the year. So 9-3 wouldn't be shocking.
I think it would shock Buckeye fan.
Probably.
After
when was the last
did?
Time Ohio State lost three games in a season? In a regular season. It's probably been a while.
Clemson's number to know is 0-3. Clemson went 0-3 against the SEC in 2024. Georgia, South Carolina, Texas. Tigers haven't lost four straight games to the SEC since doing so across three seasons since the 70s.
You know who they open with? An SEC team.
Yeah.
LSU.
I'm looking forward to that
game. Will that streak come to an end? Can they get a win against an SEC team?
That is probably underrated the game I'm most excited about.
Clemson LSU is a fascinating game.
Because both have so much. Like Klubnik and Clemson could look amazing and go, all right, I feel good about my prediction. LSU could be the team that comes out. And if they lay a stinker, oh, buddy, But also, if they beat Clemson and play well, it's going to go, okay, maybe Brian Kelly's got that this
year. If Brian Kelly loses that game, that seat's already a little warm. I would say it's gone from mild to medium heat in Baton Rouge. And if they lose that opening game, remember they lost to USC in their opening game last year. I want to say the year before that, they lost to Florida State. Florida State kind of worked them in a neutral site game in Orlando. They've had a rough get-out-of-the-gate start in a couple of years in a row here, and they can't lose that game.
Stat to know for Georgia, 53-5. That's Georgia's record over the past four seasons. With three of the losses coming to Alabama, Michigan, and Ohio State.
They're still number one. I mean, they're the best program in the country. I know they haven't won a national title for 2 years, God forbid. They probably wouldn't have won it 2 years ago had they got in an expanded playoff.
Can I ask you a question?
What do you got, Bob?
So I thought about this a little bit. McMurphy jokingly saying on our show, you know, I'm the only one willing to take Georgia number one.
Like, bold move, Cotton.
Why? Why are we not giving Georgia number one?
No
they
idea.
Have a returning quarterback. The kid played at the end of the year.
He played. Didn't start a lot, but he played.
All right, well, either did Arch Manning.
No, he did not.
It's Kirby Smart. I'm assuming that front seven's going to be debatably the best in the nation.
Yep.
I'm going to assume their weapons are going to be just fine.
Like, they took USC's best weapon. Branch went to Georgia. He's the skill guy they needed on the outside.
Is it not bizarre to think in hindsight why Georgia didn't get...
You also are terrified of a team like that that's just kind of laying in the weeds that nobody's talking about. There's no rat poison around them.
But that's what's weird is
how?
I don't think people aren't talking about Georgia. They're Georgia.
I know. I think the tough part is you have Texas with a guy like Arch Manning, who is such a big name, one of the biggest names in college football we've heard in a long time. You have Penn State and Clemson who are returning quarterbacks, and you have Ohio State who won the national title last year. And so you have this like weird hierarchy at the top, and then it's Georgia. But I'm 100% in lockstep with you. It should not be controversial at all to say Georgia's the best team in college football.
It's insane.
They had a backup quarterback and they still won the SEC title game over Texas, and they were in that Notre Dame game. I think if I remember correctly, they did something really dumb at the end of the first half, like a punt, or
they had a really bad
weird snafu at the end of the first half that then put Notre Dame up by two scores, and they couldn't quite overcome it with a backup quarterback.
How about this one for Notre Dame? Five. The Irish have five true road games this season. Miami, Arkansas, Boston College, Pitt, and Stanford. The program last won more than three true road games in 2021, compiling an 8-4 record in true road games since then.
I mean, look, their schedule is decently challenging this year. Getting a conference, though. You know,
it's getting louder and louder
every year. As all these teams got to play conference titles. Now they can get a first-round bye even without winning a conference championship, so there's no incentive for them to do it. It just is really frustrating.
I thought about that rule and how it was going to start this year, and I think I've come to the conclusion I don't really like it.
I like it and I don't. I don't like it for the Notre Dame factor, but I do like it because I don't think teams who, you know, if you go 9-3 and win your conference championship,
right?
It's not irrelevant because it still guarantees you a spot in the playoff.
I know, but in terms of that's where I don't like it. I guess. Well, I think the argument still matters.
I think the argument would be it depends on who's meeting in the conference title game.
Sure.
But if you win the Big Ten, the SEC, and maybe one of the others, maybe the ACC this year, you're gonna get a top four seed.
Right.
That's the way it should work.
And Oregon's number to know is 39.
39
since 2022, when Dan Lanning took over as head coach, Oregon has led the country in points per game with 39.
Look at that.
The Ducks will have a new starting quarterback in 2025, obviously, probably Dante Moore. It's the third year in a row with a different starting quarterback.
Yeah, three straight years. And it might be, you might go on four if Dante Moore plays well. You might go on four. He could bounce after this year.
39 points per game.
It's pretty remarkable for a guy who was hired as a defensive guru, and everybody thought, what's the offense going to look like coming out of the Mario era in which we had to watch Anthony Brown?
Is that number above 33 this year?
Yes.
Per game.
Yes, I think it will be.
Okay.
Because I think it's an average on the year.
Yep.
So you're going to run it up against some bad teams. I don't know if you score that much on, you know, Penn State on the road. But if you go out and hang 50-something on Montana State in week one and then put it to Northwestern, like, the averages will weigh out. I think it'll be above 33. Will it be close to 40 like it had been? That's tough. That's a tough ask. But I think it'll be north of 33.
Football Talk on the Fan is presented by Paramount Plus. You can count on much these days, or you can't count on much these days, but you can also count on and always count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus. Watch your local NFL game live every Sunday on CBS and Paramount Plus all season long. Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today. We'll get into the Oregon Duck news that came out yesterday at the top of the hour. Dirt and Sprague, we're back with more on 105.1 FM, The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
We've got quarterback tears to argue over.
Oh, yes. I love a good quarterback tear.
I can't wait to drink Dirt's tears about the quarterback tears.
Ooh, who's what tier? Where are they at? I had one against a guy that I root for. They had the top 100 players in the NFL or whatever. And I think Bo Nix was already ranked like 60th?
67th, I want to say it was.
Already?
I don't know.
He was good. Like, I'm not saying he wasn't good. I'm not saying I'm not rooting for him. Like, Brock Purdy wasn't one of the top 100 players in the NFL.
Yeah,
and Bo Nix is a top 70 player in the NFL.
I don't know who determines the rankings of 100 players.
I don't know. I'm watching the NFL Network right behind your head and scrolling constantly, and every time I see it, I'm like, "That already? Really? Tua's in the top 100.
Tua's 92.
How is Tua in the top 100? Play a full season, and then you could be ranked in the top 100. What are we doing? But I yell about it every time I see it. So whoever put it together, I don't know if it's a player vote, media vote, but it accomplishes its goal every time.
Like, is Bo Nix better than Quinnen Williams?
No. I love Bo Nix. He might be this year, but after one season, you can't say that.
It is funny to think, like, Christian Gonzalez, talk about a guy who doesn't play.
Right, Cam Hayward's
How is
a really...
he 83rd?
I know. Trent McDuffie's one of the better corners in the league. He's 81.
He's 81.
Like, tell me Bo Nix is that far. And I love Bo.
It's not just about Bo.
I'm rooting for Bo.
Those player rankings are always hilarious because they always outrage a fan base. Like,
yes.
Where's my guy?
Why isn't my guy ranked in the top 100?
So we'll get to the quarterback tiers. Mike Sando does this every year. He's got 50 panelists he asks to rank different quarterbacks.
To come up with where they should be.
There's a quarterback on a tier that I'm like, he fell a tier, but he's still not at a tier he should be.
So we've dropped down one tier, but you wanted a two-tier drop. Well, a one-tier drop wasn't enough.
Yeah, because I'm going to give you a quarterback that fell a tier that doesn't make any sense. They're not together.
Oh, okay.
They're the same quarterback in my mind.
Dirty little tease right
Argue
there.
One's worse than the other even. And I'm like, what?
What's going on here?
And also, I've been watching Hard Knocks.
Mm-hmm. I just got to it again, by the way. Bo Nix is 64. They just scroll past his name again.
Like
he's 64.
Yeah,
I just
he's barely behind Bijan.
Rooting like
Robinson.
Crazy for him. If you want to throw him into a back end of the top 100, I'm okay with that after his rookie year. But to like put him in the top 65 players in the league, not quite there yet.
So we'll get to the quarterback tiers.
Yeah.
And try to make sense of all that. Oregon had some news come out yesterday, not on their behalf, but somebody leaked it. One of them's pretty awful. You don't like to see it. And so we'll talk about that at the top of the hour. So I flew to San Jose this past weekend, and I just brought a book. I liked reading on the plane, right?
Good way to kill the time.
Well, I've been reading. I read a lot of like motivational books, philosophy books, biographies. I try to apply it in different ways. Like I like to coach basketball, so I use some of the stuff.
You want to better yourself by reading. You're not just reading some like romantic fiction about vampires.
I have a hard time getting into fiction books.
I do too. I'm the same way.
My wife can read them in voices. Like she has the imagination for that, whereas I don't quite have that.
Yeah, I can't do that.
Anyways, I'm reading this book called Never Finished, and my wife is noticing that I'm breezing through this book, and she's like, who is this by? And I'm like, oh, it's this workout guy. He's pretty intense, and she reads like a blurb from the book, and it's just she just goes, he is insane.
This guy's pretty crazy.
And I go, I know, and then like she sees him, and she'd never heard of him, and I'm like, oh, you've never heard of him, huh?
Stay hard!
So it's a David Goggins book.
David Goggins book, huh?
Are you a David Goggins guy?
I am not a follower of his, but yeah. I know who he is, and I've seen interviews of him.
So in the book,
he's absolutely psychotic.
He is insane.
Yes.
He posted yesterday for the first time in like a month, and he's like, what a bitch, running 200 miles. What are you doing? And I'm like, oh,
not that. That's not what I'm doing.
If you ever have a hard time out there, tape yourself. Listen to what kind of bitch you're being. Stay hard.
I mean, he's almost like the adult version of Ben Stiller's character, Perkins. Like, that's he just become that for adults. Like, that's who he is. Like, you're soft, you're fat, stop being a lazy bitch, and get up and go for a long 200-mile run, damn it.
He's one of those, like, I find him motivating, but also acknowledging, I think, his lifestyle is incredibly unhealthy for who I am.
Yes.
You know what I mean? Like, it works for him.
Yeah, and it's great to see that and be motivated by it to your own level and your own standard.
Yeah.
Not to the David Goggins standard.
Right. There's a blurb in this book, Dirt, where a guy sees him on an ultra marathon, like mountain climb run, and goes, oh, my son told me you were out here. And then he just ran past him.
Uh-oh.
And he said, at this point, I was totally fine being where I was. But now I feel like a bitch. And so he basically was motivated, and he sprinted up, and he said he ran right next to the guy, almost touching his shoulder with his shoulder, hung with him for about 3 seconds so he knew who he was, and then sprinted right past him.
Sprint right by him. You can't keep up with me. You're not fast enough.
And that was a 200-mile race.
I don't understand why anybody would want to do that. I have a very hard time wrapping my head around that being a good idea. I understand wanting to work out, to stay in shape, to push yourself, to push boundaries. You're doing the hood to coast. All that is very reasonable, and I can see it. Saying you want to run 200 miles up a mountain is just, I don't know why anybody would want to do
what,
that.
Do you
I have
use,
a very hard time seeing that.
Do you use anybody or anything as motivation? Because you strike me as a guy who like doesn't subscribe to it.
High school Hall of Fame until they put me in, baby. I'm still grinding out here. Still looking for my respect. No, I don't. I don't push myself in that way at all. I used to when I was younger and an athlete. I would use little slights. They didn't start me right away. You
it's
know,
very bro-y do that to, stuff. Like the Goggins stuff. I'll fully admit it.
Yeah.
But I do find it helpful for me.
Well, you exercise and work out a ton.
And
you need to have a burning fire to push you to the goals that you want to accomplish.
But would you do I strike you as bro-y though?
No, you don't strike me as bro-y with that. I think it's a normal thing for people who exercise and work out and think, how can I find that extra slight edge,
whatever that is,
to get me there? Because at the end of the day, we can all acknowledge exercising sucks.
It's terrible.
Like, we'd all rather lay on the couch. We'd all rather have a bag of potato chips and watch football for 7 hours on Sunday. That's what I prefer to do. So you got to find something that's going to push you over the top.
Needless to say, she's not a fan of him.
Not at all.
Like, he's certifiably nuts.
Yeah, I don't see that gelling at all with your wife. Of a life philosophy and goals and things you want to accomplish. Like, that guy's psychotic.
He ran a marathon with broken feet.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's nuts.
Just run. I have a my cousin's married to a gal who does like these 100 mile super runs. She's super into them.
Yeah.
And every time I see him, I'm just like, what? What?
How?
Why?
Dude? I'm more like how?
How and why? What, does that sound like fun? Do you feel accomplished? I mean, I'm sure you feel accomplished when you're done.
That accomplishment has to feel amazing.
Is it worth it?
I don't know.
Will you have knees in 20 years?
You're broken for got to be at least a week.
I mean,
week,
you can't
right?
move for a week after you do something like that.
Loaded second hour of the program. We will talk Oregon Duck news. Some news came out of camp. We'll get to the quarterback tiers. Hour number two, Dirt and Sprague on The Fan and the Fan Sports Network.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth. For a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection. Because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.